Without a doubt, Easter Sunday is the greatest celebration of faith. For Jesus is risen from the dead, so too shall we. Every year on the Sunday after Easter, like flipping a coin, we encounter the gospel's greatest story of doubt. The story of doubting Thomas, who demands proof before he believes that Jesus is risen. There's not much we know about Thomas. Details about his life are sketchy. In fact, much is from legend. One legend says that he was the only apostle to witness the Assumption of Mary. And in the reverse of today's gospel, the other followers of Jesus didn't believe Thomas until he showed them Mary's empty tomb. What is known for certain is that after Jesus' ascension, Thomas traveled as far as India, where he baptized people in Kerala, in the southwestern part of the country. And to this day, on the banks of the Parara River, a shrine is revered as a spot where Thomas first arrived in the country and baptized countless people in the region, who to this day call themselves Thomas Christians, descendants of those who first converted to the faith because of St. Thomas. In Rome, a church contains a relic that is said to be the bone from his finger, the very finger that reached out to touch the risen Christ. But Thomas's legacy extends much farther than relics and stories. You know, we could consider Thomas the spiritual brother of anyone who has ever questioned or wondered or doubted. Interestingly, the name Didymus means twin. So he could be our twin. To anyone who has ever been challenged to believe the unbelievable and to find the incredible credible. In a sense, Thomas speaks for all of us at one time or another. He speaks for you and me when doubt is strong. He speaks for us when fear and mistrust overwhelm us. He speaks for you and me when even our prayer is weak or not even existent. Any one of us who's ever struggled with faith or felt distant from God can find a kindred spirit in Thomas, which is why the gospel passage is so critical and relevant, especially today, Divine Mercy Sunday. It isn't just that Thomas came to believe and he was moved to exclaim, "My Lord and my God," but it was how it happened. In John's account, Jesus first appeared to the apostles while Thomas wasn't there. As we heard, Thomas was incredulous. He didn't buy it. "Come on, guys, it's too good to be true. Show me, then I'll believe." So Jesus appeared a second time. This time, Thomas was there. And it happened for one reason. Jesus was giving him another chance. He offered him another opportunity, a way back from doubt and from no faith, from skepticism to belief. So Jesus knew what Thomas needed. He knew what he was lacking. So Jesus, the fount of mercy, returned to that upper room a second time in a gesture of mercy that left one man profoundly changed, a skeptic who became a believer and an unbeliever who became a saint. A second chance, friends, a second opportunity to see, a second opportunity to believe. Today is the Feast of Divine Mercy, placed by Pope St. John Paul II every year on the second Sunday of Easter, and it comes after proving revelations from a Polish nun, Sister Faustina Kowalska, who shared visits from the risen Christ each night in her convent for 7 years. Approved of those messages, the message that Sister Faustina heard is that Jesus is the face of God's mercy. The image of Jesus appearing to her shows the heart of Jesus radiating forth as a beautiful banner here, and the picture in our chapel lobby reminds us. It shows the heart of Jesus radiating forth with rays of love, forgiveness, and divine mercy on the world. What is the message of divine mercy? Well, simply that God loves us. All of us. You and me. Young, old, and in between. He loves each of us no matter how great our sins are, especially in the past have been. We see his mercy to King David, who committed adultery and murder, to Mary Magdalene and the good thief, St. Dismas, to name a few as other examples. But close to home, our Lord wishes you and me to recognize that his mercy is greater than all these sins of ours, so that we call upon him with trust, receive his mercy, and let it flow through us to others. And so how can we take a message of divine mercy to heart? Well, there's three ways, A, B, C. A, ask for mercy. Realize that God is merciful, and he's waiting for us to ask for mercy upon ourselves, upon our families, upon our nation, upon the whole world. Today's gospel contains the institution of the sacrament of penance, whereby Jesus gave the power to forgive sins to the apostles on that first Easter Sunday. Ask and we shall receive. A gives way to B. Be merciful. Be merciful to one another. He wants you and me to receive his mercy and let it flow through us to others. He wants to extend love and forgiveness to others just as he does to us. Remember the Beatitude? Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Friends, we set the limits on how much we want God to forgive us by how much we keep forgiving one another each day. When we say in that prayer that Jesus himself taught us, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So part B, be merciful to others. A, B, now C. C, confidence. Confidence is a complete trust in God. God wants you and me to trust him, to know and truly believe that he is God, that he is in charge, and is a loving God who is infinitely merciful. The good news is he cares for you and me. He calls us by name. And wasn't it so powerful, so moving when we walked with him during Holy Week and recalled just how much he loves for me, that he would do that for you and me? It is for this reason that the image of divine mercy, Jesus has St. Faustina paint the words, Jesus, I trust in thee. And so we enter today the great feast of mercy, a mercy that enters a heart to give us hope and a promise that there is an answer to the world. It's not the world, but God in the world leading us to his mercy. And so let this day be a day of invitation, and each of us asking for his mercy, being merciful as he is merciful to us, in confidence, heartfelt confidence, that yes, it is happening and will always be. So Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy, amen.